What's Jasmine like as a big sister?
Annoying.
Annoying?
Yes.
Why is she annoying?
She's really sarcastic. That's why she's annoying.
She's going to hit you in a minute. She's sat next to you.
Corbin is your typical 8-year-old boy. Cheeky, sporty, loves computer games. But his journey to this stage of life has been anything but straightforward, as his parents Sarah and Mark explain.
It was just a normal little 3-year-old, really. Getting on with what needed to be done at nursery, playing and all the rest of it. We didn't know that anything was really different.
So. How did you find out?
It was just he had a strange glow in his eye that we could only see in certain lights, and he was just being a little bit more poorly than normal and things like that. And we took him to the doctors, got it checked out, and they sent us through to Yeovil Hospital to get him checked. And it was from there that we were told that there was possibility that he might have a tumour.
How scary is that to hear at that time?
Very scary. It's the last thing you expect to hear. So
worst day of your life.
Yeah, day off from work, and I get a phone call from the hospital saying bring him in to have a check. Someone had dropped out, so I took him in there. And the worst phone call I had to make about an hour later was to the wife to come home to break the news to her.
Because it's an extremely rare form of cancer, isn't it? Just explain what type of cancer it is.
Extremely rare. It's a retinoblastoma. It's eye cancer. And it's a tumour in the eye. Luckily, it's one of the most treatable ones because of the amount of membranes it's got to go through.
The decision was obviously made. It's almost taken out of your hands, I imagine, with regards to the surgery.
We didn't have any choice at all. Unfortunately, he had a grade E tumour in his eye, and there was no way forward with it. The only way forward was the removal or enucleation of the eye.
So after the surgery's happened and you guys come home and you're in recuperation, how quickly was he able to adapt to it and to cope with it?
He had the surgery on the Wednesday and he was back in nursery on the Monday. That's just the way it is. They say as long as they don't have any issues with infections or anything like that, they can pretty much just get on with it, really.
Throughout their time in and out of hospital in London, and ever since they've returned home to Somerton, they've had support from the charity, the Childhood Eye Cancer Trust. Well, the charity have been so impressed by the relationship between Corbin and his older sister Jasmine that they've given them a Checked Champions Award for their bravery. So what makes their relationship so special then?
Because she's really kind.
Okay, what's he like as a younger brother then?
He's always been like really cute. And he's being stupid as well.
To look after your eye then, what do you have to do?
Don't rub it.
Okay.
You always do that.
It's red around my eye.
Yeah.
Always, when we go to the skate park, I have to put on some safety goggles.
Mm-hmm. You do lots of sport?
Yeah.
What other sports do you play?
I play tag rugby at school. Mm-hmm. When it's break time, we normally play football. We do. I do running club, which I don't.
Cross country.
Yeah, cross country.
Okay. So you're a good runner then?
No.
Jasmine, tell us a bit about the award then, because you got the award for being a really good big sister. So what do you try and do to be a good big sister to Corbin?
Basically, whenever Corbin's having his eye taken out, instead of like annoying him by like in his space so that I can watch him, I sit in my room and I maybe read my book or play on my tablet or something.
You give him a bit of time to himself.
Yeah.
Okay, and I take it you give him lots of cuddles and hugs as well, like you're doing now.
Yeah.
So you're a good supportive big sister.
Yeah.
I would say you're a very brave young lad. What would you say to any other kid or any other family who's going through the same thing that you've gone through? What would you tell them?
Be calm.
Be calm.
Give each other a big cuddle. Cuddle. Short huddle.